Well, I think it could be a variety of reasons. Certainly, I don't think it's because less people are entering the workforce, because we do see that more and more people, particularly women with young children, are entering the workforce. In fact, it's up as much as 59.3% in Jefferson County, and we saw a rise in all counties except one that only had a very marginal decline. So it's certainly not that people don't need childcare. I believe that because childcare is so expensive, costing as much as annual tuition at a local state college or university for 1 year of childcare, that many families are trying to find other alternatives, perhaps through relatives or friends that will watch their child for them so that they can work. Or they're using a combination of other part-time arrangements, maybe Mother's Day Out or some other part-time programs. And then they're making up the difference again with family or friends to fill the gap.
One statistic some might find surprising is that childcare workers only made an average hourly wage of $7.12 an hour, and that's virtually unchanged over the past several years. Why are wages so low in this industry?
I think part of it is the perception in a lot of people's minds that childcare is just babysitting. And so there's not a whole lot of interest in seeing who really is providing that care. And so they aren't given a very high status on the career ladder, if you will. But in fact, they are critically important to a child's future. And we are finding more and more that the better care that a child receives in those early critical formative years, the better chance they have of entering school prepared to succeed, the better chance they have of staying in school and being successful, and the better chance they have of attaining post-secondary goals of either further education or a better career choice, better options for themselves and hopefully their eventual family.
And noticed in the report there was a slight increase on the education level of childcare workers with 2 or 4 year degrees. That did go up slightly,
Yes.
which would presumably impact the care that they're getting in those facilities.
Yes, most definitely. And there's a trend across the country. Interestingly, just last week I was at a national conference of childcare resource and referral agencies that was in Washington, and there was a couple of presentations on this whole childcare workforce issue that there is a trend across the country to require that childcare providers have more educational qualifications, all the way up to BS and BA degrees, particularly in family studies or, child development. So we are seeing that those educational requirements are increasing, even in Alabama. The state pre-K program is noted for one of the highest standards in the country, particularly because they are requiring their lead teacher in the foyer classroom to have a degree. And you're going to see that trend, I think, increase. But it's also going to, again, bring a higher level of professionalism to the childcare industry, which will hopefully impact wages for those childcare providers.
Well, meanwhile, you have the rising costs for childcare, with the average annual cost for a child now at $6,500, and that particularly impacts working families. What's the source of these rising costs? They're up about, on average, 10% in this
Right.
report.
And again, I think that goes back to the fact that our state is wanting to see lower ratios, so you're having to hire more staff. And unfortunately, their wages have not gone up incrementally or accordingly. So you pose the question, well, what is the rising cost? And I think it again comes back to having to have more staff. I think some of it is that people are expecting more out of the childcare service, and so they want to see more in the classroom in the way of equipment, materials, books, and certainly that costs money. And then, because we are encouraging childcare providers to maintain their education and actually get more information and training, there's also a cost associated with sending them to training.
So, what solutions do you see to this issue of providing better care, providing more training equipment, but also keeping it affordable for parents to receive the benefits of that training and better care?
There are several options that can be taken up by a variety of folks in the community. It shouldn't only be the parent's burden to just say, well, you got to pay me more to cover this better quality you would like to see and should expect, truly. Businesses can get involved. Businesses can help subsidize childcare slots for their employees. They may say, if you go to ABC Childcare Center, we will pay 10%, 20% of your child care fee there, because we've built a relationship with this center. We believe it's a good place for our employees to have their children. It's close by the office, and we'll help support you in that way. Certainly, families can see what they can do to help support the child care center. Can they help provide a stipend, if you will, or a small donation to help cover some of the training costs for the staff? Could they maybe bring in some extra books? Books can be gotten at a fairly reasonable price nowadays, and many people clear out their home libraries from time to time. They still have plenty of high-quality, gently loved books that will be more loved by other children.